Welcome everybody to Full Spectrum Recycling number 76.
Yeah, very patriotic. Almost.
To my right, as always, is JK Levin.
Hello.
And then we have an interloper, Mr. John Trusky.
Hey, everybody.
And then, of course, T Burker.
Hey there.
In his usual relaxed state.
Quite relaxed.
What's happening, gentlemen?
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Cooling off a little bit in Milwaukee lately.
Mm-hmm. Birthday month, so all is well.
No.
Yeah. Well,
for some of us, yes.
Are we coming up on the 9th or something?
Yep. Next.
All right.
Next Wednesday.
No, you're September 9th?
Mm-hmm. Nine.
I got you the next month.
Ah.
Excellent. Birthdays all around.
Yeah, great. Age.
I got a haircut for mine. Got them all cut, actually.
I got a bicycle for mine.
Nice. You win.
Totally won.
Yeah. Well, Tony gets a haircut every 3 years. How often do you get a bicycle?
Every 3 years. So there is a little symmetry there. All right.
Yeah. Yep. JK picked up a surly low side.
Low side.
That thing kept staring at me if I didn't already have so many bikes and am now turning one of mine into a.
Well, let's put it this way.
That's what you're. John is my wheel builder. He builds excellent wheels, and he is.
John is also my wheel builder. Besides, we build the stars.
Right? Besides to be our show guest today, he's picking up a Monet Money Bikes modified Shimano coaster brake hub, which we're building into a Stan's Arch 27.5 wheel.
That's curious.
Right? which is going on that bike behind you, which is going to be de-electrified and newly clunkerified. So.
Skid bike.
Yeah, it's going to be my clunker. It's a one-off frame, and it was a 650B to start with, so I thought, well, what better thing to do to it than put a coaster brake on it for now?
It'll work.
Yeah. Especially sure, that coaster sure. brake. It's fancy.
Yeah, and money, he modifies the stock Shimano hub with better bearings, better grease, better overhaul, and it makes it a 135 spaced hub, too, which is really okay. Cool. And it's got a big ass fin thing on it for heat dissipation as well. Wow.
Yeah.
That guy was really cool.
The sounds of the city, man.
Yeah, my legs don't make that noise.
My ass does.
Sometimes me too. We are Polish after all, my friend.
Where's the kraut?
Yeah, we've got the door open because it's a beautiful night in the neighborhood. There was a yogurt class across the street.
There was, next to the empanada cart.
And there's two Polish people that may have been having sauerkraut, so the ventilation is at a premium.
Right.
Forward thinking, you see.
What did you ride to the shop today, John?
I rode my All City Dropout, their first generation of their freestyle fixed gear bike, which I was the original purchaser of said frame. And built it up, and then I sold it to my friend Joe of Sturdy Bike fame, and then he sold it back to me, and then I sold it back to him, and then he sold it back to me, and then I sold it back to him, and then he finally sold it back to me again, because we had this little unwritten rule where if we're thinking about getting rid of it, we have to bring it up
That's
to the other person.
Always my
first.
Rule, too.
Yeah. First right of refusal.
Yep.
And it's always changed little bits here and there through its entire course of life. But the bones have pretty much stayed the same. The headset is still the same Corus headset that I put in the thing.
Is it still fixed?
It's still fixed. Yep. I'm running a Halo fixed G-hub, which is a Hyperglide HG fixed hub. So it uses a single HG, single-speed cog on a fixed hub. It's hands down the most ingenious thing, and it came out to be more ingenious when the two previous hubs I had on different bikes, both of them blew lock rings out. And this is the first time in 25 years of riding fix I've ever had lock rings blow off. That couldn't be explained by, ignorant error.
Radio viewers, John's a machine.
Maybe it's just massive power you're generating these days.
I don't think so. I mean, it's just after the last one, it was just and having to kind of half pedal and then, BMX brake stop on the way home from work. It was just said, I'll spend the money, I'll buy these hubs and see how it works out, because worst things happen, I won't be blowing a lock ring off. I'll just be blowing through the splines on the hub body.
Is it an aluminum or steel hub
body? It's aluminum. It's all machined into the hub shell itself, so it's a dedicated fix. It's
fascinating.
Should put a link to that in the meeting notes.
While we were rambling around outside the front of the shop before the show, there was a couple of others that Wheelie Millie Mob people.
Wheelie Walkie.
There's a kid in there, a couple of them, that he's doing a 30-mile-an-hour wheelie fix down the street for about at least two blocks that we saw. But, I've seen him around. He's pretty talented with that wheelie thing.
Yeah, there's a few of those guys. They kind of, I think, are based out of Vulture Space mostly. But
A few of them live right over on Fratney, just a block away or so. Well,
of course, it's River West.
Right?
We should have.
You been checking out Fratney since they've been doing all the modifications for the bike boulevard type street action?
No, I don't really have a reason to. Anybody else?
They are. Yeah,
It's coming along. There's definitely
been, it went active streets as kind of a preliminary for the bike boulevard part, just to get everyone's asses like in their headspace ready for that. Now they're actually digging shit up, which actually kind of compromises the activity part of our program.
Yeah, I don't know if they're being specifically slow, because there was some spots where you definitely can't get a car through it. I mean, you can kind of go around it on your bike. But
Fratney and Locust or Burleigh right now, you're not getting through there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Unless you're on a fat bike.
You can't you can't even get west on Burleigh.
I was with Kim and she was on her fat bike and I kind of forgot she was on, so I was like, oh, shit, let's, sidle over this way, and then all of a sudden I look, and she's just, brap, right ass through. I'm like,
nice.
Somebody's got to show you how to do it.
Exactly. I know. Sure. Hey,
in case Chewy's listening, I brapped right through that knee with the electric bore Saturday.
Yeah, Tony's been checking out the Surface 604 bore electric fat bike. And there's one word to describe it so far.
It's a big bike.
Beast.
Man. It's a beast.
It's a beast. You know what? I like a lot about it, though. There's some fun stuff about that bike.
It's, it's a workout, which, the whole myth of e-bikes are cheating, not if you're riding that. It's a very casual bike to ride. It's very comfortable.
That seat post, stiff. It's got a sort of a suspension seat post deal that's really pretty plush.
It's pretty stiff, that's for sure. And but it cruises nicely. I could really see it for, I can't wait to take it off road. It was all urban, back alleys and stairs and stuff, and it handled that like a dream.
Yeah, the way it's currently set up with the racks and the metal fenders and all that, I kind of see it as sort of an urban assault vehicle and a hunting, kind of a hunting bike. It's we've had other Surface 604s in and taking the accoutrements off, it becomes a little more trail friendly, I guess.
Nimble.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to call it nimble, but it certainly is adequate. And I think most people that buy that bike are probably going to be riding two track or city streets. That said,
it's a great ride,
man. I don't know what's in your neighborhood, but you could be riding this thing on it.
I'm going to check the river trails on Saturday, just do a couple of burnouts quick and up and down on that, see what it's like. Just to,
Well, watch out for John, because he'll come flying off a jump right over your head.
Nice. Hopefully he'll get pictures of that.
No, then you got to stop by the Blair Witch.
You know what we should do? I got an idea for that bike. Because we did another Steel is Real recon ride last week. Marcus, Zito, and I did 35 miles, so it was more than just the actual route. But we went into the Milwaukee Underground for the first time in a few years.
Nice.
So it's actually accessible again. I only got my feet wet a little bit. And we went to the first.
Did you throw out those shoes?
No, I got them on my feet right now.
Nice.
We went to the first tunnel junction. We didn't go further because Marcus was the only one with lights, which.
Sounds about powerful course.
You've been in the underground before, haven't you?
It's pretty dark. It's been a long time, and it was pretty fuzzy at that point in time.
Right. So it's doable, and we may put it as an alt route for the Steel is Real ride if people are feeling extra adventurous. And Chewy's coming. Spinner, I believe, is coming. So I know at least five people that are going in there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, and between stop to stop, there is a relaxed and groovy on the road route.
Right. Yeah. That was
where you can where that it's can be relaxed and groovy.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that alt stop in that zone.
Right. Yeah. That's what we kind of went around the route for, ostensibly, was to just dial in the road portion of it. Yeah. But we ended up in Honey Creek again anyway.
I knew so. You were going to. I know. I was over at my mom's.
You rode all the way out there. Why wouldn't you go into the creek?
I know. I'm going like, how? If they're going to be right there, there's no chance they're not going to go in there, for fuck's sake.
So, Steel is real, September 19th here in Milwaukee. It's somewhat COVID friendly. All the bars have outside areas, and they're very, we've been trying to find places that are being proactive about being safe, and we're discouraging people from getting into extra large groups. So we're trying to, you know, get your small, you know, your buddy group of, you know, 6-8 folks that you normally ride with and kind of do your own thing, but
stagger about,
maybe, you know, meet up with a few folks here and there outside along the way. So see how that goes. But meanwhile, since it's not like the original where we're all together at the beginning and we look at everybody's steel bike, you know, you can go to, what is it? Steel is Real MKE 2020 on Facebook and post a picture of the steel bike that you would ride on Steel is Real. That would be really cool.
And then is that the judging ish?
Why not? I mean, the
makes
most
sense.
Does the most comments win? Do I just get to pick? I mean, we'll come up with some criteria to make people that spend a lot of time polishing their bikes feel good.
It's very fluid.
That won't be me,
right?
I'm just throwing a bike out there.
Polish or Polish?
What's the maximum size of a donut wheel bike?
I think 20. Oh. I think it's been 24 in the past. That's 24 inch would be your bagel wheel bike. Anything under 24.
That's what always threw me off when I got the handful of bagel stickers.
I don't know that we're going to have that stupid category this year, though.
I'm like, what?
Oh, wait, you're going to ride
a bagel?
I didn't make up the original categories.
Well, although the idea of that tunnel is really enticing and sounds like it'd be really fun. Well,
if people want to do the tunnel, I would recommend at least a plus bike and lights. A fat bike is totally the way to go with that.
Right, I might have to pass it. I could do mine.
There was a little bit of sediment in the bottom.
Let's
see. Sand.
What about a cruiser that has lawn and garden tires on it? Would that be approachable?
With maximum legs, you can do whatever you want. I mean, the several of the early times I did that, right, it was on a mountain bike. And
if you have touches,
if you can't ride, guess what? You get off and push for a little bit. It's not really that big.
And if you have bouts with claustrophobia, I remember this.
Maybe stay out.
No, not necessarily stay out, but be prepared to know that you can turn around anytime you want to, because that's just what is done.
Right, and that's
by
the,
eye.
Definitely the thing about it is you have to turn around at some point.
Exactly.
Because you can't go out the other end.
And that's
really
the thing. Yeah. No. And that's what ever loving thing. I'm like, I know I can get out this way. I have no fucking idea where I'm going.
So, out and back, it's a mile and a half out and back.
And I was hyperventilating too.
It's 3/4 of a mile each way to put
there's
it another
a lot
way.
Going on.
That's kind of cool. That sounds really cool.
And if they have some kind of motorsports event going on at State Fair Park, it's pretty interesting because the cars make a lot of racket and you're going right under the track, which is pretty cool.
That is.
I would be surprised if they actually have anything going on at State Fair
Park. They've had drag racing. They've had, schools. They've had a lot of stuff going on there.
Drag racing.
A virtual State Fair?
Yes, they have a 300-foot drag strip.
Well, which, that's short.
Yeah, that's very short. I mean, you just get up into first gear barely, and you're done. But there was 350 cars at it the last Tuesday night one. So
there's a drag,
which bar. I was not at. I just know somebody that was.
There's a drag bar in West Allis.
Yes.
Oh,
you are correct, sir.
That's interesting.
Tony's just making a lot of racket, taking off
his
headphones.
Oh,
over there.
By the way, ding ding ding.
He's doing a reportant job. Oh yeah, see.
Yeah, top of the hill.
Top of the hill there, hey. There's no shortage of beer in the refrigerator today.
He was the cart before the horse.
Right.
So,
yeah. So today's actual show beer is Yankee USA IPA from Wisconsin Brewing over there in Verona, Wisconsin. It says, "Give me the bird." It's got an eagle on it. It's pretty cool.
Give me the bird.
I don't know. It's an American IPA. It's not blowing me out of the water with what it tastes like.
Initial,
it's not bad.
Initial taste was quite refreshing.
It's a quaffable IPA.
Quaffable, right. It's a 5.5, I think. No, 6%.
It's not over the top as far as the hop content goes and the BTUs and all that jazz. So.
But the IBUs and the BTUs.
BTUs. The International Bitter Girlfriend Units.
Yes. Yes. It's so, yeah, I don't know
it's
how...
It's a sessionable beer. It's right. A totally sessionable
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, it's aggressively dry hopped with some of the original piney, citrusy, bad boy of American grown hops, Cascade.
Speaking of
hops, that sounds like it.
And Chinook. Yankee Land's a five-feathered flavor punch.
Did I you mean, just say that?
It great says so great marketing, on the
but
can.
It just... Just a regular beer.
Kind of. It's just, I wouldn't say regular. It's just a very sessionable IPA. Yeah. If you're not a huge IPA fan, it's like, this is a very
that's your IPA.
Beer. Yeah, it's sort of along the lines of the all right. day IPA.
Kind By the
of
way, Saturday is the neighborhood hops.
You should cheat on the boar.
I should. No, what you do is you bring all your hops to Company Brewing.
Oh, I thought you were doing the race.
And you get like a pint of beer, and then you give them all your hops, and you tell them which varieties they are if you know. And then they collect them, and when they brew this neighborhood beer, you go in and get a growler, and it's also on tap once in a while. It's pretty damn good.
Huh. What if you don't give them hops, and it's something that looks like hops?
Fire up.
Just saying. I'm just curious. You know, that would be...
That's like Spike, okay.
Yeah, Spike in the Punch. Yeah.
Yeah. So does like the resin IPA, does that have some...
I don't know.
Some it's cannabis just, hops in it?
They are, you know, neighboring plants, so to speak.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You mean you grow your weed in your hop field so people don't see it.
Or smell it.
Or smell it. Or soybeans. To that point.
Or soybeans. And those are my air quotes.
I am, but I will say that Molly's uncle is a huge hops grower in Warsaw.
W-A-U-S-A-U.
Warsaw.
And he is frequently visited by men in black suits and sunglasses. And he just opens the door, and he knows he's been doing this for 20 years now. So he just opens the door, invites him in, takes him through the house, walks him to the backyard. He's like, here's my hops grove. Like, go ahead, do whatever you need to do, but I only grow hops. And I'm pretty sure he really seriously only grows hops. And
You have to be that, being that cavalier. I guess.
So, yeah, but he's like, I show up on radar or on satellite. He's like, I show up on satellite as someone growing fields of marijuana.
Right,
and I'm growing
especially with that
hops.
Hippie hair you used to have.
Not me, him.
Jesus. Bummer thing. Jen's bike we just redid for a couple months ago got stolen.
No.
Yep. So keep your eyes out for a greenish giant single speed.
Oh, that sucks.
Right over there on what was it? Right down the road from here, I guess. I don't know if it was stolen at our house or somewhere.
Steal bikes, assholes.
Yeah,
all right.
Bike stealing,
assholes.
Miscreants. They're seeing little assholes that throw fucking glass bottles on the
right bike trail. Son of a bitch. Wow, we've digressed into some pretty violent.
Yeah, you guys went dark here pretty quick, man.
Yeah,
I got something to pull you out.
Second beer.
Oh, set.
So, John Petrucci or Yngwie Malmsteen? Which one of these?
Yeah,
Well, Petrucci just had his first album in 15 years come out or something, and a lot of it sounds kind of similar or derivative to stuff he's done, there's one song on it that's really badass. So
I just Wingy.
He's not quite wee wee. He's not Yngwie. Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah, whatever. However you want to say it. It's just more fun to say his name.
Wee wee, wee wee bed stain.
Wee wee bed stain.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
It's kind of like
I got a snort.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that big USA guy, loose bed strings.
What'd you think of that video I sent you guys today of the guy playing the Pixies cover?
I didn't look at it. I haven't looked at it yet.
I was not on the email apparently, man.
John's out of the loop.
We'll watch it after the show.
When I start crashing parties. I guess.
You'll get in the loop.
Conversations I cannot be a part of. Thanks,
get in the loop.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, see? He's the Wizard of Oz. See? Don't look behind the curtain.
Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee. That's so clever.
Well, yeah, that was the one that was the ill-fated Let's Go by Washington High School. Because Gene Wilder went to Washington. I'm thinking Willy Wonka. Don't mind me. Look, a blue car.
And really, that's a black Surly banner. I don't know.
Jingling shiny keys. Jingling keys. All right. Where were we again?
How about this? How about this one? Okay, this is actually cycling oriented.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, boy.
Adventurebike.org announced that the USBR 30, which is the route that goes from Milwaukee to the Mississippi River, is now official. With a side route in case the ferry that you use on the main route is not running.
Very cool.
269 miles, I think, with about 70%. I don't remember the exact number, but it's on a lot of it's on rails to trails, trails or other so purpose-built trails.
Easy casual riding.
Oh, right on.
That sounds cool.
Great
to me.
Touring.
You know. I don't know where what's the town it actually goes to? It's something Bluff Siding or something. I don't even know where that is. Somewhere by La Crosse, I think, where it ends up.
I mean, that's a gorgeous part of the state. I mean, once you get past Madison and Dane County, there, that entire section of the state just gets rolly.
Absolutely.
This weekend I did the brewery ride, the race thing back and forth, and that was.
Did you do it on the boar?
Did you come
I
in?
I did it on the boar.
Did you come in under 6 hours?
Maybe, but only by a little.
All right.
I did stop and have a couple of extra beers.
You did it right there.
Yeah. So I met this guy named Bob.
Were you DFL?
Nah, probably not.
Really?
I don't think so.
You weren't trying hard enough then.
I guess not. I had to get stuff done at home, like grill out these incredible sausages I had. That's a whole other story, though.
Yeah.
But I ran into this guy named Bob who lives over by 7 Mile, and you know he was going to call up and say there's some new trails up there that are pretty outstanding. I said, you guys probably know about them, but I don't. So call
is that in. 9 Mile or 7 Mile?
I'm sorry, 9 Mile. 7 Mile.
I know. 9 plus 2 is 7. Or my,
no, it's 11.
9-9 is next week, and I know that.
-9.
That's
nicht two. 9.
9.
Up in the Wausau area, there are some county park trails that got opened up that have been... I haven't been. I made the mistake, apparently, last year on my trip around Michigan, Wisconsin, my mountain bike trip, of bypassing Wausau and just kind of keeping to the northern route and then sticking to the west. But apparently... In this county park system, Rock Solid came through and developed an entire trail system that has progressive lines all the way through it. Anything that is from beginners on up to advanced riders can go through.
Is that the Ringlay system?
I forget the name.
Have Sylvan, which is like a gravity park.
Sylvan, yes.
That's been there for a while. And then there's a newer park that is... more of a point-to-point, but has different features that are slow, medium, and fast kind of things. Slowowski was talking about it, and it's something that I haven't ridden up there yet. And there's now a lot, hundreds of miles of trails in that area, including 9 Mile and Sylvan and this Ringlay and Big Aw Plain, and there's just a bunch of them up there.
I mean, I haven't rode up in Wausau arguably since my 20s, back when I actually used to race wars. So, I mean, that was 9 Mile, obviously. So, I kind of feel bad for bypassing it because a couple times I've actually drove through there for non-bicycling related purposes. It's like, there's got to be potential here. There's got to be potential.
Yeah, Rib Mountain and everything. Yeah. Right. Totally. Is that Rib? That's Rib, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Next to Hayward up in that Shawamagon area, I think that Wausau has the most stuff going on of anywhere in the state right now.
They got the terrain. They've got apparently enough public infrastructure support behind it to go through and push through and allow outside contractors to come through and build. So
this is not
speed.
Yeah, this is not specifically a mountain bike thing, but in that general neck of the woods, Neillsville, Chili, Granton, there's a new trail going in. That's a rails to trails trail right up in there too, just for the more casual folks. You can donate to the thing if you want to. There'll be a link in the show notes. If you want to. You could do that.
That'd be nice.
You won't be shamed if you do.
Yeah.
You'll feel celebrated within yourself if you do.
Yeah, Neillsville is right by Levis Mounds, which is a very popular spot for your mountain biking activities.
I like my mountain biking activities.
I'm pretty down with the ride in the dirt.
That's some cool stuff. Hey, here's something else cool. We got Wednesdays coming. Surly Wednesdays. We got some coming.
Oh, shit. I'm like, it is Wednesday.
Yeah. And by the way, I can actually put a picture up now because they lifted the embargo finally. So they'll be here in like 8 minutes. Probably about a week. Kill me. Week and a half.
Molly's going to kill me.
It's a great purple color this year.
Yeah, I know. It's a great
bike. It's a really good value, I think.
I'm so glad I got my spend out of the way.
Right? Yeah, you could have had another.
I'm not tempted right now.
You could have had another.
I'm tempted, but I'm not tempted.
Hey.
Well, some of the cool stuff on it, I mean, they went to an X 1x12, which is cool. They got now Tektro hydraulic brakes on there instead of the old BB7s.
Yeah. Weren't they running
Promaxes or something?
Yeah, I thought they were running something a little bit.
They're running Promaxes, then it's definitely an upgrade. But
yeah, well, I mean, even well, BB7s. I don't think they're running BB7s on that. Was that BB5s or like, MX5s from?
Could have been something. I don't know. I haven't actually had a Wednesday.
We had one for a minute.
One for a long time. So.
Yeah, I mean.
But these are the purple got me. It's like last year's prickly pear ice cream truck. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. We gotta get some of those.
Oh, mama!
Which, by the way, if you're waiting for an ice cream truck, they're not coming for a while. So consider a Wyatt if you need a 197 bike instead of a 170 bike.
Ooh, I have a question.
All right,
horse. That's what I was shooting for.
No, you gotta put your arm behind.
Do
either
of you know
like
if the old school Surly, all three of you, the 1x1 has a derailleur hanger?
The OG?
The OG.
No.
No, that's what I thought.
No, that was a dedicated horizontal dropout setup on it.
Okay.
I actually had the original 1x1 rat ride.
You hear that, Steve?
I had the one with the 24-inch and the big tires.
Steve Roche, you hear that? That's a nice one. That's not happening.
That was original. Yeah, the original 1x1.
28 minutes into the show, you can...
the low side now has a hanger. It doesn't have any dangly bits for your cables. You have to zip tie them or duct tape them or something on, but it does have a hanger if you really needed it. But that's sort of the upgraded version of the original 1x1. Original rat ride. Really.
Yep. Well, and the geometry actually with the
low side.
Thank you. The low side is, you know, caught up. I mean, it's no longer just like, you know, well, I mean, let's just talk, you know, 20 odd years of mountain bike geometry on that one. So, I mean, the low side to me was like low slung top tube. Sweet. I mean, just, this is a bike that's meant to party.
Yeah, for sure. I loved the one mine went to a lady in Florida and she was super stoked to get it. And I don't know why I got rid of it, because I had more bikes in the garage, I guess. But it was.
It happens.
I'd still like to have one again, so maybe I'll find one somewhere. I just put those sunrise bars on that
4 years.
Bike over there, which comes on the low side. Those are some wide bars right there.
Yeah,
holy free holies! What are they, 820s or something? I don't know. They're pretty wide.
Oh, speaking of wide, the handlebars.
Those are the same ones we were just talking about.
Yeah,
that's insanity. They don't fit their doors. Wide.
Well, you don't.
You're riding your bike wrong, buddy.
Well, no. I mean, bringing it into the house and it's like clank. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, you have to ride it like you're riding through the woods and do the little shimmy.
Yeah, but going into my house. I didn't really think about that. I'm beta testing it in a way.
Knock out the door, put in some sliders, and call it a done deal.
Yeah.
No.
Also, Tony's going to be bummed about this, too.
Uh-oh.
See that? Wyatt Maverick over there?
No.
We don't have that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Sam decided he needed another fat bike in the store.
Come on.
Boy, Sam.
He did love that bike. You did tell me last week he loved that bike. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Bitch.
It's a rowdier bike than he's got a couple fat bikes, but it's a rowdier bike than his other fat bikes.
Oh, so he's getting on something with suspension.
With a Ren.
And aluminium.
That's his Gnarvester over there, too, with the RS1 on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think a USD fork is the way to go with that guy. Jesus.
He's looking for... I don't know if anybody has any info on it. I got to look it up. But if you can get some carbon fiber little stanchion protectors on that puppy.
To the best of my knowledge, they never made them for it.
Right. And maybe... I mean, I don't know if we can adopt the ones that come from the Ren fork. There might be a way to do something.
I bet you can make
There's
that
There's always a way to void a warranty.
Exactly. Right. And that thing is...
And like, the RS1 is...
It's like 4 years old now.
The RS1 is pretty much on its way out the door.
It's 4 years old, and it's Sam's.
So it's about 20 years. Yeah. Anybody else
And Sam years.
He brought it. Sam years here.
Why isn't this bike shifting well? Well, your chain is almost twice as long as it should be between the links. But so,
let's talk about cassettes. Let's talk about chain rings. Let's get the...
I don't know if we can save any of that stuff yet.
No, I just recycle that.
Yeah, that's got to be recycled.
Hey, so here's what we need to do. We need to get you on the camo system so you can get a stainless ring, and so we can just mitigate some of the wear on the front end.
Oh, there
and
you go.
And let's talk about what we can do on the back end.
A stainless steel drop-stop chain ring?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's one of those things that's like, well, that's an ingenious idea, and especially the way it attaches is ingenious. It's like... Somebody was a bike mechanic at one point in their life. I mean, hands down. It's like, let's make a bolt-on chainring that is actually serviceable without having to resort to a chain nut tool. Beautiful. So.
I like it. It sounds good to me.
Who's this? I'm a fan. That's Wolftooth.
Wolftooth. Okay.
Yeah. Their camo system. So they make it available in different spiders, of course, because, well... Different strokes, different folks. You're riding SRAM, or you're riding
Wraith Faith.
Easton.
I don't think I've built it. Well, we basically do SRAM or Wraith Faith these days, but that's only because I'm partial to them, and they're easily accessible. At least they were through March of this year, and then everything.
SRAM.
Well, everything went up. To hell.
The hell I say.
All right. Well, John, thanks for joining us. You got any parting thoughts for the... listening audience?
Ride safe. Ride fast. Take chances.
Drive crazy. Take chances. Go sideways when possible.
No particular order.
All right. Well, we did it again. Oops.
That was terrible.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Damn. Never coming on the show.
Like, that shit on the desk.
That was terrible.
Bloody hell.